Blog Talk Radio.
Comment at 661-554-9194. You can also check us out in the Blog Talk Radio Network chat room, as a few of my esteemed listeners like to do from time to time. Or if you happen to be following along via Twitter machine, just use the All Subjects Everything hashtag. And remember, if you can't catch us live, we're available on iTunes. You can go to the iTunes store, search for All Subjects Everything under the podcast, download the shows for free. While you're there, rate us from 1 star to 5 stars and write a little review. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear and see in future shows, and we'll do our very best to accommodate you. And for you smartphone users, All Subjects Everything is available on the Stitcher mobile app. You can download Stitcher to your smartphone. Search for All Subjects Everything there. Take us with you in the car, the gym, the office, wherever you want to get in on the conversation. And don't forget to like our Facebook page, too, facebook.com/AllSubjectsEverything. There you will find show links, news, and updates as to what we're working on. And we'll also try to develop that page as a forum. We'll ask questions, have poll topics. You guys can talk amongst yourselves. We'll chime in. And that way we can put together a better radio show. Okay, so it's Monday night, Monday Night Football. I'm back on the night shift because I got a house full of people until next week because of Christmas vacation, and I really wasn't going to try to do it during the day while everybody's up making noise, driving me up the brick wall. So here we are doing the show on a Monday night. We'll see how long this lasts. If you guys like it, if you guys are listening, you know, we'll probably go back to the night shift permanently, even if it is for only 30 minutes a night, but that's what we'll do. So that's why we're here. That's why I'm here close to midnight, way past my bedtime. Actually, we're all up past our bedtime because we're still watching Broncos-Bengals. Brandon McMahon, you're killing us. Broncos drive all the way down to about the Bengal 25 for the game-winning field goal. Game's tied at 17. They're in overtime now. And McManus absolutely shanks a field goal attempt. Like, it's just way left of center. Way left of center. And then, you know, now we are in 12 seconds into overtime. The Broncos have a 3rd and 10 deep in their own territory. And either this could go either way. Either the Bengals will get a 3 and out, go down, kick field goal and win, or the Broncos will keep driving for a touchdown and win. That's just the way this game is going tonight. And that's pretty much week 16 in the NFL in a nutshell. Anything you could make up or have or fantasize about or possibly think could happen, pretty much did. Number one, the Baltimore Ravens, surprisingly, defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers 20-17 on first down Osweiler to Owen Daniels. Bengals beat the Steelers the Ravens beat the Steelers 20-17, putting the Steelers playoff hopes in critical condition because now the Steelers are 9-6 and the Jets and the Chiefs are both 10-5. Well, the Chiefs have already clinched the playoff spot. So now all the Jets have to do is win at Buffalo next week, and no matter what Pittsburgh does against Cleveland, which probably end up being a win anyway, that's probably, the end of the Steelers' playoff hopes. And I had the Steelers as the most dangerous team heading into the playoffs, and for some strange reason, they kind of sort of, got the mud butt against the Ravens team that really, has played like crap all year long. And for them to, lose that game and, pretty much put their playoff hopes on depending on the Buffalo Bills, hoping the Bills can defeat them, beat the Jets, it's tough. It's tough. But that's football for you. That's the NFL for you. Like, you just can't expect everything to go the way it's supposed to go. And, you gotta play the games. You have to play the games. You have to play the games. And the Steelers kind of forgot that going into Baltimore. Also, I think we're going to have to, there's a Washington Redskins apologist fan club, unfortunately. We're going to have to line up for apologies to Kirk Cousins and Jay Gruden and all of those folks because the Redskins are your NFC East champions, defeating the Eagles 38-17 on Saturday. And, of course, now the eyes of the Philadelphia Eagles fan club turns to one Chip Kelly to figure out what the hell went wrong and what he was doing, with these personnel moves. Because those were some awful personnel moves. Like, you get rid of DeSean Jackson. You don't make an overture to re-sign Jeremy Maclin. You don't replace those guys properly. You replace LeSean McCoy with DeMarco Murray, who was absolutely tapped out after carrying the ball over 400-plus times for the Dallas Cowboys the previous season. You trade Nick Foles, which really wasn't a bad trade per se, but Sam Bradford took time to get used to that offense. And here the Eagles are, 6-9 on the outside looking in, second time they missed the playoffs in 3 years under Kelly. And now, the questions are going to start, Is this somebody that you keep around for the long term? Is this somebody that you really want to be in charge of your football team? Those are the questions that Jeffrey Lurie and a bunch of folks have to answer. Because right now it's not looking really, really not looking good for the Eagles going forward because they have holes to fill. Number one, is Bradford really going to be the guy, going forward at quarterback? What are you going to do? What are you going to do at running back, with DeMarco Murray, Darren Sproles, and Ryan Matthews when it's clear that Murray just does not fit in with the Eagles? Again, as I've said time and time again, Chip Kelly just signed Murray to weaken the Dallas Cowboys. And give him credit, that's what happened. But it didn't help the Eagles a stitch. And there's the defensive coordinator, Billy Davis. Like, what is he on? What is he doing? Some of the personnel moves and some of the things that he, put out there really set the Eagles' defense up to fail in the guts of the season. So now you have to ask, is Chip going to keep this guy around, or is Billy Davis going to be the first casualty of Chip Kelly trying to save his ass in Philadelphia? Because that's pretty much what that kind of move would be if you fire a defensive coordinator. It's pretty much saying that, I need to, CYA or CMA, as it were. Oops, oh, we almost had an interception, buddy. Oh, the Broncos and the Bengals. Oh, man, this is a crazy game. But, this is what the Eagles got. I mean, Chip Kelly clearly, you know, does things his way. You know, people might think he's arrogant. People might think he's, you know, a dictator. But Jeffrey Lurie must like it because he hasn't given any indication that Chip is in any sort of trouble, you know, but there are going to be questions. You know, this is a guy that, you know, came in with a lot of promise and didn't guarantee a Super Bowl, but he guaranteed the Eagles would always compete. And I guess you can say that they competed, you know, through 15 games. We'll give them that. We'll give them that. That, you know, they were in the division, they were in a divisional conversation. Until, you know, this past week of the season. But now it's time for the Eagles to start focusing on what they're going to do, you know, going forward. Speaking of focusing on what's happening going forward, the Carolina Panthers are no longer undefeated. They are now 14-1 after losing to the rival Atlanta Falcons on Sunday, 20-13, falling to 14-1. And now, next week's game, because of the way the Arizona Cardinals pounced on the Green Bay Packers, is a must-win if the Panthers want to have home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. If they want the road to the Super Bowl to go through Charlotte, they have to beat Tampa Bay next week, or hope that, you know, by some hook or crook, the Seattle Seahawks defeat the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona the last week of the season. And I just don't see that happening. So the Panthers have, but it's good for them to refocus, because I think they lost Sunday. Give the Falcons credit. You know, they didn't give up. They might be a team that still needs some work, and Dan Quinn needs some talent to go along with his schemes on defense. But they showed up and played very hard. And the Panthers, I think they were gassed from, you know, the emotion of that big win against the Giants, you know, blowing a 28-point lead, Cam going down and, you know, driving for the game-winning score, and, of course, all the hoopla about Odell Beckham Jr. accusing the Panthers of gay slurs and... Whoa. Wow, that was a hit. And accusing Odell Beckham Jr. of gay slurs. And, I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. accusing them of gay slurs and threatening him with a baseball bat and so on and so on and so forth. So it was a lot. So it was a lot for them to deal with. And, I mean, granted, you know, nobody really goes undefeated nowadays. I mean, the only other team besides the 72 Dolphins to go undefeated in the regular season was the Patriots, and ended up losing the Super Bowl. So... It's good to get that one out of the way. I think if you're a Panthers fan, you want this to be from we got it out of the way standpoint. That's what you want. You got your ugly game out of the way. You got your ugly loss out of the way. Now you focus. You know, you beat Tampa. You get a week off, and then you get the one. Well, actually, you get whoever the lowest seed is left. That could be Seattle. That could be Minnesota. Who knows? Who knows? Or it could be Green Bay. You never know what's going to happen. But you want that top seed. And it's not that I don't think Carolina can go into Arizona and win. It's quite the opposite. I think they can. But it would just be easier for them to, you know, take home field advantage and just have to worry about, you know, being in Charlotte, you know, for the duration of the postseason. That's just my take on it. As for the Arizona Cardinals, they're dangerous. Like, now that Carson Palmer's 100% healthy, like, they don't have to go into a playoff game with John Shelton or T.J. Skelton or whoever the hell the quarterback was when the Panthers lost. I mean, when the Cardinals beat the Panthers in the playoffs last year. When the Panthers beat the Cardinals, excuse me. Whoever the guy was. I can't remember his name, and it's really not important because he was an awful quarterback. And there was no way the Cardinals were going to win that game with that guy quarterback. Now, Carson Palmer's healthy. Larry Fitzgerald is having a career year in the slot. Bruce Arians has, you know, discovered the right potion with that. Also, David Johnson, the rookie who's replaced the injured Chris Johnson, has come on strong for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I use that strong, you know, strong because he's a big kid, 6'1", 225, you know. He's a husky son of a gun, and he runs hard, can catch the ball out of the backfield, has some speed. And the Cardinals on defense, even though they lost Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, to an ACL tear, still got Patrick Peterson back there. You still got Calais Campbell, the ageless Dwight Freeney on the front seven. They're going to be a tough out. The Cardinals are going to be a tough out. They might not be an out at all. They might go ahead and finish this whole thing, you know. They might just go ahead and finish, you know, as Super Bowl champions. Only time will tell. But you have to like their team because they have a little bit of everything. What they can do with that remains to be seen. But if the Cardinals somehow get home field advantage, like, I'm really confident that they're not going to give it up. Doesn't matter who they get in the divisional round. I don't care if it's Green Bay, who they just smoked. I don't care if it's Minnesota, who they only beat by 3 points at home. I don't care if it's the Seahawks, who you know, historically step it up in playoff time, even though this has been, you know, a step back, a regression year for them. The Cardinals got it, man. That's the only team I think that can beat Carolina. I think Carolina is the only team that can beat Arizona. And I think Arizona is the only team to beat Carolina, I should say. So we'll see. We will see. Got 1 week of football left. We got some interesting matchups. So we'll find out. We will definitely find out who is going to be the, you know, the cream of the crop. But the playoff picture in the NFC is pretty much set at this point. Whoever the loser of Green Bay, whoever the loser of Green Bay, Minnesota is, will be the sixth seed, and they'll play. They'll actually play each other. So it's pretty much, you know, no matter what happens next week, unless the Vikings lose and then the Falcons have all these remedial, crazy, goofy scenarios that put them in at six, but I don't see that happening. And McCarron just got popped. So, yeah, all these crazy scenarios, it's pretty much going to be, you know, the Minnesota Green Bay game next week is going to be who has home field against one the other in the first round. Actually, that's wrong. Because they would be a 4 or 5. So that means the loser of that game would actually go to Washington to play the Redskins, and the winner would host the Seahawks. And I don't think either Green Bay or Minnesota wants to see Seattle at this point, no matter how, you know, goofy they, you know, are from time to time. I mean, the Seahawks, you know, they're a team that, you know, we talk about them now being, you know, all out of sorts. Like Michael Bennett saying stupid stuff like he doesn't believe in Todd. I mean, he thinks Todd Gurley is average, which I think is an absolute joke because Todd Gurley is probably, you know, another one of those guys who's going to be, you know, a hot candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year. So why on earth, you know, would you even entertain the notion that, you know, he didn't tune you up this week? And the Seahawks losing at home to the Rams, you know, this late in the season, the weekend of Christmas, they've lost it. But they can get it back because nobody can ratchet it up quite like the Seattle Seahawks. But they've got to hurry up and make a change quick. And they've got to have a strong showing this weekend against Arizona. I don't know if they'll win. I don't know what's going to happen. But they definitely have to have a strong showing. Otherwise, it's going to be a short playoff run for those guys. And then the questions will start, is it time to start breaking up this team? Is it time to, start disassembling pieces and, finding out who to replace and who to keep? Uh-oh. And this looks like it might be a fumble. They're saying McCarron's arm is going forward, but Miller might have got his hand in there before he completed the motion. So this could be the end of the ball game right here, because the Broncos definitely picked it up. Whoever that Bronco was smart enough to pick it up. And if that's it, then that means Denver pretty much clinches, the bye for the first round in the AFC playoffs. And I really wanted to start talking about, the rest of, recap in 2015. But I guess that's what, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are for, because we'll probably be back on the, on the night shift tomorrow night and Wednesday. And then Thursday we'll probably do like a 5:30 or 6:30 show or something like that, to give folks, that are getting ready to go out for the evening, because I'm definitely staying indoors. So, give you guys time to, get ready, and if you want to listen in while you get ready, tell us what your New Year's resolutions are, what your 2015 was like. That's what we'll do. So tomorrow night we'll probably start talking about, we'll probably start wrapping up the year in music in 2015, because there were a lot of interesting, musical happenings for me that I enjoyed, and hopefully you guys will, share the same sentiment. Well, they kept the ruling on the field as follows, so it was an incomplete pass, so 2nd and 10 right now for the Bengals in their own territory with about under 10 minutes left in overtime. But as far as everything else goes, in the National Football League, it's been a wacky year, because the play on the field hasn't been great. The officiating has been terrible. There's been McCarron, fumble, game over. That's it. As we speak, so now it's pretty much set in stone. It'll be the Broncos having a first round bye, and the Bengals. Well, once again, the Bengals, the shoe drops. I've always waited on the shoe to drop for the Cincinnati Bengals, and here we go. Like McCarron just absolutely whiffed on the snap. And is that DeMarcus Ware that hopped on it that quickly? I believe it is. And so now here we go. and the humorous Bleacher Report on Twitter talks about the fumble. But yeah, that's the Bengals for you. That's the Bengals for you. So now the Broncos clinched the playoff berth. They clinched the AFC West with a win or a KC loss. Clinch first round bye with a win, or KC and Cincy loss. It's pretty simple. The Bengals have to win next week and hope Denver loses to San Diego to clinch the first round bye. And I don't see that happening. I think Cincinnati will win next week, but I don't think they'll be losing to. I don't think the Broncos will be losing to the Chargers. People can say stranger things have happened, but that's not strange enough in my eyes. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to All Subjects Everything tonight. Greatly appreciate your time. If you missed us live, blogtorrell.com/Chris Stevens on air, iTunes, All Subjects Everything, same thing for Stitcher Mobile. See y'all tomorrow night. Enjoy your Tuesday. Y'all be good or be good at it. Just a silly face. I'm going.